Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
It's Alexa Schaefer.
Shipping address for security purposes?
5715 Morrill Avenue.
Thank you for that information. I'm looking to account for the keto cleanse and the keto. An order was created on February 14th for $6.70 and $7.45. You stated that you never placed the order. Am I correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation and that false claims or fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay?
Wait, what?
Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or fine towards them because they never had the authorization, ma'am. Would that be okay?
Sure. I want whatever is being pulled from my account to stop.
Well, the account is canceled, ma'am.
Okay, so, well, I get the 92-something that they just pulled out
of my
account.
Let me do the claim, please, then. Because you're saying that you never placed the order. So what I'm trying to do is a fraud claim. Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had your authorization to create the order. Will that be okay if we do that?
No, because I think I placed the order for the first two bottles.
You think or you don't know? I need you to make sure.
I believe I did. It was like $6 and $7. But I was not aware of no $92 it was going to be pulled.
Okay, so then it's not fraud because when you place order, you were in a 14-day trial period of calling and canceling your future billings or shipments. If you didn't call in your trial, you were going to get billed for the items that you pay the shipping and handling. You're getting billed for one of the items that you already have. You were not billed for the second item, though, but your account is canceled. It's not a fraud account then. The charges stand valid, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm going to take this up with my bank because that's ridiculous.
You're taking it up with your bank? Your bank will get in contact with us. On our side, we have to turn over your IP address, tracking number that lead back to the address name on the account. All recorded lines as well. When they see that the terms and policies are provided to you where you place the order, ma'am, the company, they will refund us back. We win 99% of our claims due to terms and policies. What I could do as a customer courtesy, I'm one of the supervisors, ma'am.
I want to talk to your supervisor.
I'm more than capable of assisting you with your account. We followed the same protocol. Because you provided us.
You can give me someone else.
You provided false information to my agent stating that you didn't place the order. That's why they transfer you over to me. What I could do as a customer. Yes,
look,
ma'am, you stated
else,
that you...
Or I will find someone else. I will find a corporate person.
I'm more than
give
capable of assisting you with your account, ma'am. We follow the same protocol. What I could do as a customer courtesy, though, I can apply 35% credit of the charge that was done to the card. And your account was canceled by the other agent.
What's 35%? What does that mean?
35% refund, 35% credit.
So what, that's like $30?
That's like 35, 30, and some change, ma'am. You're not getting billed for the second item. The second item, the charge didn't go through, but you were billed for one of the products. And then your account is canceled to prevent all future charges and future shipments not to go through because it was a monthly membership.
If I return the item, like, I haven't even opened the package.
We have a no-return policy, ma'am, because it is stated to you where you place the order in the terms of policies. What I'm willing to do is meet you halfway with a 50% credit of the charge that was done. And that's my discount that we have available, but I'm turning it into a refund.
Can you do 60 and I'll leave you guys alone?
The most that we could do is a 50% refund, ma'am.
Okay. Let's just, I guess, do that.
The 50% credit will go back to the card in 5 to 7 business days. Your account is completely canceled out. Do you have any additional questions today?
No.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer care. I apologize about the inconvenience.
Okay.
Bye-bye.